okay.
Hey, come on.
Shut up. We're going to do this again.
No.
The bit's back,
you
everybody.
Were off, bro.
The bit's back. Everyone loves you the classics.
Off.
So Wednesday morning, you're hanging out at the Brinker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
35 degrees right now, going to get up to 42, but as we speak, it's like that sleety, slushy, gross little bit of snow. Mm. Depending on where you are, the roads are a little bit slick.
Okay.
Remember, we had that theory that they have just stopped icing or salting.
Or they're done for the season?
No, by the way, we don't know that. Yeah. It was just a conspiracy theory that was thrown out. But the roads are a little bit weird in some places, so just be careful.
Okay.
Be aware when you're going outside. I'm going to say this right now.
What happened?
I got to get out of my house forever.
Why?
At least till the end of the week. It's spring break.
Oh, so the kids are home.
Yep, girls are home, and their cousins have been over, and they're all hanging out and running around the house. And
Yeah, you're like that go-to house.
Yeah.
Where everybody hangs.
Yeah, it's great. Middle of the day, trying to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
So I come home yesterday. I come home yesterday, right? There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids.
Seven kids? How do you get to 7 kids?
7 kids. So all
these are all relatives.
Yeah, all their cousins came over, hang out. They're all on break. They all wanted to hang together. So there's 7 kids in my
house. Oh, my God.
And so I walk in. There's just 3 kids running around the living room. Mm. My sister's hanging out. She's over. My youngest and her cousin, who are around the same age, they're like doing a dance in one room.
Okay.
And then I go upstairs. All right, Kimmy, help me here. And the phone number is 252-WCMF. My oldest is 14.
Yep.
She can't do anything now without putting on makeup. Is that normal?
Yeah.
I think you're asking the wrong person here.
You can answer. You want to answer? No, go ahead. Mr. Makeup Expert, you know you are.
Well, sometimes a little is enough with makeup.
What are you talking?
A little is enough.
Okay. Kimmy, I'll go back to talking to you. We can't do anything without 45 minutes of her having to get ready. Like she won't go to hockey practice without putting her face on.
I mean, I remember that being a thing when I was a teenager, but I would assume it's only gotten like more prominent with kids your age just because of, I mean, like YouTube and stuff. I know that makes me sound old.
Okay. I'm working with two of the oldest people ever. One guy that can't tempo. Have you seen the YouTube makeups?
Is there more options to get makeup for girls?
Yeah. I mean, like, I didn't know, unless, like, you went to, like, a drugstore to get your makeup, like, I don't really remember Sephora being a thing. Like, I don't remember, like, those high-end brands being attainable so much. Like, or at least girls weren't as interested in them. They were just, like, whatever, you know, easy stuff they could get their hands on.
I have a question.
Yes, you in the back, sir.
Thank you. So does she wear like adult? Do young girls wear like adult makeup? Do they make like teen makeup?
I have no idea. I know that they go to.
So you bring that up. They do kind of have like makeup more directed at like kids where it's not as heavy, I guess.
Come out looking like Dolly Parton.
But I would assume like you're.
Can we do a modern show for one time in our life ever? You want to talk
I can't think of who's the new trampy woman? Well,
Dolly Parton made it.
Yes, he did. She's flailing right now.
Who? Dolly Parton is a saint.
Dolly Parton said it costs a lot of money to look this cheap.
Yeah, she could say it.
That's a tramp.
She could say it. You can't.
I could say it.
And Jolene was a tramp. Dolly's just hanging.
I'm from the South. I can say it.
But you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying. I know some of that stuff's like super expensive.
Yeah, I'll be honest. That is not of my world. I will go to the Sephoras and the Ultas with my kids. That's like where the young kids hang out now. Like when we go to the mall, it's all teenage girls.
But that sounds
like
that wasn't par for a girl.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, she had nowhere to go yesterday. I get home. She, she's 14, so she didn't wake up till like, 10:30.
Yeah.
And she's putting her makeup on just to sit around the house. So
in case she's going to be in some pictures or something.
But didn't
like
your
that.
Sisters, I mean, you had sisters that were teenagers. Didn't they do the same thing?
I don't think we thought about it so much when we were at home because, like, you weren't seeing anybody. But now, like, your daughter has access to people all the time, whether it's FaceTime or, you know what I mean? Like, she could interact with anybody in a
second.
Always
on, baby.
No,
sell, talk.
And I was four and six years older than my sister, so I was pretty much out of the house when, like, that whole phase was happening. But the reason I bring this up is, so the kids are running around, it's chaos downstairs. Mm. I'm going to go upstairs and take my nap. But I get upstairs, and my daughter is in the bathroom, and she had a babysitting gig on Saturday. So she got paid $50. And she went and took that $50, and she bought a little waterproof JBL speaker at like Marshall's or something.
Yeah.
So this speaker, for it being this big, is the loudest damn speaker you've ever heard in your life. I'm like, okay. So I'm banging on the door. She can't hear me banging on the door that she is in the bathroom to try and get her to turn it down.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm like, hey, you got to turn it down. I'm listening to my music. I'm like, no, I got to take a nap. You can't even hear it. I go, if I couldn't hear it, I wouldn't tell you to turn it down. For God's sakes. All right. So finally, I get into bed. I take a nap. You know, my wife's working. Right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna try and figure out dinner. We're running low on groceries because the kids are home all week.
Yeah,
right?
So they're just plowing through.
You got it. So I figure out a girl dinner situation.
Oh, we got to make a girl dinner.
Are you familiar with girl dinner?
No.
It's just grazing.
It's kind of how Tommy eats.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, you eat in like little bits here and there. Like,
oh,
like maybe
a little mashing.
A bunch of different things in smaller portions.
Yep, oh. So we got a little like...
like a little tapas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So I made a margarita, a little frozen pizza.
Ooh, look at you.
We had a tiny little stromboli that I found in the bottom of the freezer.
All right.
I brought out some chips and salsa, and there was some leftover pasta from the night before.
Oh, my God. Right, that sounds pretty good.
But here's the thing. Well, you know, I'm brilliant as being a poor person growing up. I know how to make food go. So I'm going through my pantry looking for other stuff I can make. 2 weeks ago, I bought a bag of Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Oh, for Easter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, that was just for me.
Yeah, but they're Easter.
Yeah. And everybody knows, and Kimmy, you can back me up on this, the chocolate to peanut butter ratio on the Reese's peanut butter eggs.
Any holiday Reese's, for whatever reason, just tastes better.
It's perfection.
Whether it's the Christmas tree, the Easter egg. I think they make one for Halloween, too.
Yeah, the pumpkins.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting to eat these things. I just haven't had a chance to get to them, and I hit them in the pantry.
Yeah.
So I'm going through the pantry, and I see the bag, and I go, I smile, and I go to grab them. I'm not going to eat one. I'm just going to look at them. It's
just going to stare and smell?
It's empty.
Empty? Oh. Wait, they put the bag back empty?
I didn't have one. I didn't open it. The bag was unopened. They ate all my eggs. They ate all my eggs at some point this week, all of my peanut butter eggs.
Yeah, I guess you need to hide everything. Yeah.
Well, no, but I did. I did hide it. Those locusts... found them somehow in the pantry. I don't even know what you're looking for. I put them back near the pasta nobody wants. You know what I mean? Everybody's got pasta that you're like, oh, we're going to try this, and then it stays in the pantry for
spinach pasta.
Yeah, 2 years now. Nobody wants chickpea pasta. Yeah. So, yeah, I put it back there. They found them and ate them all. I'm done. We got like 5 more days of spring break, and I can't handle this anymore.
So what do you do?
I don't know, because now I'm getting the whole, I want to go see my friends. I want to go, I need a ride here. I want to go to the mall. I want to go to the movies. And I ain't doing it. Not during the week. I got to work. Drive me nuts, man.
Did you just throw them out?
Where? Yeah, I mean, they go play with their friends. Then their friends come back and eat all my food.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah,
the friends are the problem because you can't tell that kid no.
We got a 12-pack of Poppy. Kimmy, can you explain to Tommy what Poppy is?
Isn't it? It's branded as a healthier soda.
Okay.
Whatever it is. I don't know. That was gone in like 4 hours.
They drank all the soda.
Yeah, all the kids. Here's what they do, too, that drives me nuts. They'll open up a soda. It drives me insane.
And they open up another soda.
Yeah.
That soda.
That's been since the beginning of kid time.
No, but like my youngest sister, Katie, does this to this day.
Yeah,
she's a grown-ass person.
Yeah, you know adults that do it too.
She'll come over. She'll open up a soda. She'll have 4 sips of it, leave it on the counter, and open up another soda. Finish the damn soda. So like the Poppy is gone.
All right.
It's all flat. There are 7 half-drank cans of Poppy on my island. I'm going insane.
You're out of candy.
And that Poppy is not cheap, nor is the candy. Candy is in like... The stratosphere price right now. This get out of my house. Get out of my effing house, man.
I'm going to have to throw them out.
Ugh, there's nowhere to throw them.
Yeah, there's outside. Go play outside. Beautiful day.
Yeah, today. Beautiful day.
Yeah, they're also teenagers, so there's nothing for them to do. They don't play anymore, you know?
My youngest will still go play, which is nice.
Really?
But even like this week, like Saturday and Sunday, the weather was nice enough where they could go out and play. Like yesterday was just miserable. It's like kind of rainy and cold.
Oh, yeah.
I know the weather's not helping your situation.
Yeah, today ain't going to do it. like, these damn kids, like...
These damn kids.
Damn it.
you open up on a shot of 5 amount of candy.
It's a catch-22. Because if you are not entertaining them, which is expensive...
But by the way,
and time
they got all the entertainment in the world now.
You ain't kidding.
Like, what? So they're just bored with everything on TV?
But it's also got to be hard as a parent, like... to encourage them to go watch TV. Because like that was the one thing our parents didn't want us to do is sit in front of the TV for too long.
Just give me some time. I got to take a nap and I got to get the show done. Then we can go have all the fun you want within reason inside the house.
All right.
Let's have a fun discussion as a family. Because I'm not taking you to Altitude. And we're not going to the movies. And we're not going to Horizon Fun Effects. Or Adventure Landing. Clubhouse Fun Center, whatever they call it now.
But like your sister watches the kids, right?
So, yeah.
I just go to the library, take a nap on a seat.
Because she's got like 7
no,
kids.
No, you.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I could do that.
Just fall asleep on a... Like, go to Barnes & Noble, find a nice comfortable chair, pretend you're reading, and just nod off for an hour. They're probably way quieter.
You're probably right.
Because they don't tolerate that crap at Barnes & Noble. They'll throw your ass out.
252-WCMF. We are smack dab in the middle of spring break. I know I'm not the only parent, although if you're up right now, you're probably going to work, so you're not dealing with your kids at home for spring break. So my wife does this thing, too, where when the kids have off, she tries to, like, save her, like, days off.
So she can be home with the kids?
Yeah, but here's what's weird. She does it in, like, spurts.
Yeah.
Where, like, she took off Monday, but she worked yesterday. And she's got a half day today, so she can spend the other half of the day with the kids. It's like she knows, like, I've got...
A little bit here, a little bit there.
Yes, if I was home the whole week with them, I'd throw them out the window. So I'm going to go, like, every other and then a half and then maybe a quarter to spend a little more time.
And I never understood, like, you know, like, when people, like, quit, like, big careers and they go, well, it's to spend more time with my family. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're going to hate it. Because after a while, it's just... It's drudgery and boring. And I never believe that. Like, you're not really going to go spend time with your family.
Well, no. Like,
I can get... I understand, like, you feel like you missed out on a lot, maybe, depending on what you do. So you want to, like, you know, catch up on that lost time.
All right, let me be clear. I think there's a difference. Because what you said, I think, is just you being a dick. If I was off this week, we'd be doing a whole bunch of fun stuff.
Yeah, but you'd still, by the end of the week, you'd be at the end of your rope. You'd be miserable. You'd be so frustrated and upset.
But what if something is going to frustrate me, whether it's work, whether it's my family, whether it, what something is going to frustrate. We're humans. We get frustrated.
Yeah.
What is frustrating this week is my kids cannot wrap their heads around the idea that I have job to do.
Yeah.
Right? That I have all of these things I have to do. Like, I'm supposed to be at their beck and call at any moment to drive, you know, my one daughter, can you drive me to Fairport to go hang out with my hockey friend? No, I can't. And I'm not going to do that. So stop asking.
So when do you get your permit? 16?
Yeah.
So you got like 2 years?
That's a whole other, I don't want that either. Shut up.
What do you want? You don't want to drive him around? Get him a car and let him get a license in a car.
First of all, we talked about this. I'm not buying my kids a car. Second of all, why did you have just quiet, respectful fun in my house? How about that?
No kid does. What is that?
I don't know what that looks like.
Go read a book. Got a lot of books around here. Your mother likes to read. Go learn about the anatomy of the human body.
Open up a skin book.
Yes. Got so many journals. You can go open up and read and make something yourself.
Read about infections.
Does it make you
happy
wonder,
holidays.
Though, shut up. With what you're going through, like how loud you were as a kid? Like you look back on yourself as a kid and be like, I did the same thing.
Yeah, but here's the difference. I am fully, we had four kids in the house. It was me, my younger brother, my two younger sisters. It was a three-bedroom house where everyone shared a room. It was a tiny place, right? So it was chaos all the time. But don't forget, Kimmy, it was the 1990s. So our parents were gone all day at their job, so they didn't have to deal with any of it.
I could ride my bike wherever I wanted.
And yes, I was eating all the food, right, which cost my parents money. I understand that. Like, I'm getting that on the back end. But yeah, like, they didn't have to deal with the chaos. Yeah. And I knew not to go to my mom and be like, you won't take me Verizon. Verizon Fun Effects with the phone. Horizon Fun Effects. Like, that just wasn't happening.
Yeah.
They also had those town camps back in the day. You remember those?
Yeah.
Oh, they had them like for breaks too?
They had them for like breaks, yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure. It was always during the summer. They had them for like
poor
random
kid. It was like poor kid camp.
Too.
Yeah, right? So.
Poor camp.
I remember when I was younger, before I could stay home by myself. Yeah, they would, like, the town of Gates would run like a week long, like, sports camp.
Yeah,
play dodgeball
they did have
one
the sports
day, right?
Camps,
so, like, yeah, they just dropped me off at, like, you know, St. Theodore's Church Gym and I'm gone for the day. They ain't got to worry about nothing. Where the hell are those? What happened to those
busted
things?
Busted camp.
God! And I can't even send them, like, their sports camp. Like, you know, my youngest plays tennis, right?
Yeah.
So there's, like, a tennis camp. And that'll be $9,000. That ain't happening.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you know, I got to drive my daughter to the rink if she wants to go to hockey camp. I ain't doing that.
So you're just too available to your kids.
Do I sound available?
Yes, you do. Because, like, I never... My whole object was to avoid my parents at all costs. So even, like, when I had those breaks, I didn't want to talk to my mother. Like, I would just go do something because I didn't want to be lectured or told what to do.
But you were allowed to go do something, to his point. It's not like he could just let his kids roam the neighborhood.
Well, they can, but we live in the middle of nowhere. So if their friends aren't available.
Yeah, there's nowhere for them to go. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I live near a park where I go play basketball. I lived around the corner from a couple of businesses where I go get lunch or, like, go shop for, like, kid stuff. My kids don't have that. They have the Nepalese market around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only so many durians you can buy.
Whatever that is.
It's that smelly fruit we were talking about.
Oh, already.
I don't even know if they sell those in Nepal. I'm just guessing. Now, I don't know. And then, like, on top of that, there's, like, boy drama with my oldest this week. And, like, she's not around her friends. Yeah. So, like, I got to get the rundown. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm stuck in this middle, Kimmy, of I understand that this is going to come to an end soon.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm surprised that my daughter.
Trying to enjoy it.
Well, no, because I don't enjoy it. I'm surprised that my daughter is – telling me some of this stuff.
Yeah, I am too. Like, the stuff that she is honest with you about is very impressive.
Which is fine. Yeah. And okay. But I also don't want to be that parent that is, like, involved in the teenage drama. Ooh. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you kind of are.
But we all remember that mom that would, like, take sides. And I'm not. They're not my business. I don't know. So, like, I don't want to, like, Heisman push her away.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't want to.
You just got to listen, right? Which sucks.
No, but then I'm just getting, like, her side of the story.
You wouldn't want to, like, come up with, like, nicknames or, like, get into, like, the drama of your child.
Okay, the nicknames
make fun
are
of,
just for
or...
fun. That's a fun thing we do. Shut up.
Did that get back to her?
To the kid? No, I don't think so.
No, to your daughter.
Oh, yeah. No, I call the kids the nicknames to their face, to her face. That's why I have the nicknames. The nicknames exist to make her laugh.
That cannot end well.
I'll tell you what. When she's 35, I'll let you know. Just kidding. You'll be long dead. So, warning from the police, Tommy.
What are they saying?
You're going to use these. You have to use them within the confines of the law.
All right.
And it's important that you know these rules so you don't break the law.
Okay.
But it's hard to enforce the law when the law doesn't seem to be actually enforced. Because, Kimmy, I've never heard of anyone ever getting in trouble for breaking these rules on these things.
No, like maybe they're told don't do that, but never seen anybody actually like face a fine or something.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. The state of New York and law enforcement are warning folks who use e-bikes about the laws revolving around e-bikes.
So rules of the road.
Okay. So right off the bat, you cannot ride an e-bike on the sidewalk.
So you have to be on the road.
That is against the law, yes. Right. Even though you see people riding e-bikes on the sidewalk all the time.
Yeah, it's where they're parked.
Second, you're only supposed to ride with traffic.
So you basically it's a car.
You got it. Traffic and
or a motorcycle.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah.
So I get the idea, whether it's biking or e-biking, that riding with traffic is like what you're supposed to do because the road says so.
Right.
But that seems so much more dangerous than going against traffic.
Because you can't you don't see it coming, is that what you're saying?
Trucks.
Yes. If you're riding a bike down a road where it's like busy, like your whole puckers every time you
I
feel a car
how
coming
people
up.
Do
like,
it
is so uncomfortable. I hate it.
Well, it's the same way when I see joggers like that when there's no shoulder and they're literally on the side of the road running. I go, how are you doing?
I will only run against the traffic when I'm jogging so I can see what's coming.
I think you're supposed to.
Right, but I see them all the time.
You're walking or running, right?
Against?
I thought so.
No, wait, you're saying you're supposed to run with the traffic?
No, against.
Traffic. Yeah, I always said against it, too, but I see, like, those college kids, when they're training, they're all on the other side.
Wait, so then why am I running against the traffic but biking with the traffic? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think you should run against the flow of traffic.
Yeah, I want to see what's coming.
So then why do I bike with traffic?
I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
It's like a vehicle?
But it's not. I guess an e-bike is kind of a vehicle, but a regular bicycle, I'm not going that fast, which brings us to the third thing.
What's that?
The speed limit for your e-bike? 20 miles per hour.
How fast do e-bikes go?
Thank you. What are you people doing?
Souping them up. Put some headers on that babies.
252 WCMF 252-9263. I know we got you e-bikers out there because every time we make fun of you, you call us up and get mad. How fast does that e-bike go?
All right, so the bicycles we have out here that you rent.
The city ones.
Those are just e-bikes, right? You don't pedal them?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Straight E.
Well, are there pedals on them? I think they have both. I don't know.
All right.
So it says, I don't know what. The class 1 and 2 e-bikes typically reach speeds of 20 miles per hour, and class 3 bikes are able to go up to 28.
Man, that's shagging ass, man.
It is.
28?
Shagging ass.
You might be doing 28 on a...
Well, that seems like a souped-up one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I doubt those are class 3.
Why not just get a motorcycle?
Yeah, you're so close, man. Get a dirt bike.
And by the way, you know, you bring up the e-bike things. I was under the impression that most e-bikes had the pedals and the battery.
That's what I thought, too.
Okay. So.
Yeah, they have
pedal
assist.
That's what they sell on, like, when you see it at Burt's.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know you spend a lot of time going and checking out what they got at Burt's.
No, but they run those ads all the time for the old folk.
Where are you going, honey? I'm just going to check out the e-bike selection at Burt's. Back.
I hear the new models are in.
And finally,
you
are not allowed to operate your e-bike on any road where the speed limit is over 30 miles an hour. Did you know that?
Hmm. So you can't be on a regular highway.
Well, no, obviously not the highway. But like,
but you couldn't be on Monroe Avenue. That's 40.
Yeah,
that would eliminate a lot of roads.
That's against the law.
So that's all. So then you can only use them on back roads.
Essentially,
or
neighborhoods.
Downtown, a lot. You could probably use it on pretty much any road over here.
All right. Hmm. So all of these laws, right? Yeah. I guess they make sense, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Has anyone ever gotten a ticket for breaking any of these rules on an e-bike? Because you see people going.
I bet you they have.
But Tommy, people go against traffic all the time. I don't know how you'd run radar to make sure someone's going under 20 miles an hour.
No, but if a cop saw you jackassing around on one, he could, Deputy Dog could crack your ass, man.
What's jackassing?
You know jackassing when you see
it. No, but see, here's the thing.
Wheelies, skid marks. running slicks and wheelie bars.
None of those things said that you. It doesn't say you can't do a wheelie. It doesn't say you can't do skid marks.
No wheelies. No skid marks.
I mean,
the wheelie bars.
Kimmy, we just went through 5 minutes of the actual laws. You didn't hear a word.
I heard all your words.
All you thought about was jackass the whole time.
I see all the time, whether it's e-bikes or just regular bicycles, people riding them on the sidewalk. And, like, I've never seen anybody get in trouble for that.
Which also looks safer to me, though.
It is safer, but you're supposed to clear the way for people who are walking.
Right. True.
Yeah, it's safer for the guy on the bike, not for the person walking on the sidewalk.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And look, I'm with you. If I got a clear sidewalk, I'm riding my bike on the sidewalk. I don't want to get hit by a car.
That's what I'm thinking.
But, I mean, you are doing potentially 20 miles an hour where people are just moseying on down the road.
Yeah.
All right, so 252-WCMF, 252-9263, with this knowledge of these laws that exist to protect people on the road and e-bikers that it seems everyone are breaking all the time, is the e-bike for fun or is it for function?
Well, I mean, like to get to work?
Yeah, like to get like to point actual A piece to point of B.
Let me give an example.
Oh, I guess in a city it could be.
Well, I mean, but even if you live in the suburbs, I mean, if you're doing 20 miles an hour on an e-bike, you could make it to work easy, right?
Well, we got a kid that does it here all summer.
Yeah, and we make fun of that guy.
You make fun of him. I try to support him.
Sure.
With his little e-bike. I'm an e-biker. Yeah, I gotta bring my bike upstairs and plug it in.
He does plug his bike in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not really doing it for exercise
so much. No, because you ain't pedaling.
Well, sometimes you can pedal.
Yeah,
you
but that ain't exercising, man. It's called gliding.
Okay, but... Is that the face you're making while you're gliding?
I'm an e-biker.
Would you save money? Because I know these e-bikes get expensive. But you
are. Is that like $3,000?
Yeah, but I mean, it's electricity. You're not paying for gas. You're saving the wear and tear on your car.
But
you're not paying for parking.
But you can only use it at certain times, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would be
it's weather.
Yeah, it would be a May to September situation.
And if it doesn't rain, you're not going to go to work soaking wet in a suit.
I am not suggesting that you only have an e-bike and get around everywhere with that. What I am asking is the people that have e-bikes, do you use this to travel? You know, 10, 15 miles to work when the days allow you to. Because, like, you know, if you have a golf cart, that's another, like, fun thing. You're not taking a golf cart to work.
No, of course not. That's out of the range.
Purely fun. Same with, like, a dirt bike. You're not going to ride your dirt bike. This ain't the Karate Kid, right, going into work or school or whatever. But the e-bike you could actually use for
fun. You could.
Would you, I mean, how many miles do you live from the studio?
8.5.
8.5 miles. All right. So if you're doing 20 miles an hour, you can make it to work in, like, 30 minutes.
Right. In the middle of the night, I'd be dead.
Why would you be dead?
I can run over.
You're going 20 miles.
By the way, I'm not e-biking around here with all these drifters and weirdos jumping me in the middle of the night.
First of all, the drifters had a couple of hits. Watch your mouth. Second of all, bro, you're doing 20. What are they going to do? Run at you?
Knock me
you
over.
Off the
next thing you know, I'm getting BF'd in the park, and they're taking my man bag. And there goes my banana for the day.
No, that banana's, I think, sticking with you.
Well, it's not where I want it. I'm not getting nutrition out of it.
If you're doing 20 miles an hour, nobody's going to try and kick you off your
bicycle.
By
the way, with the potholes and...
The potholes?
You can't see. No, I ain't taking no e-bike.
I ain't taking no e-bike. By the way, we keep you from getting those speeding tickets that you were getting on the Freddie Sue Bridge. And by the way, it would be longer because you would be taking nothing but... You couldn't take the highway with the e-bike.
No. I also don't want to go over bridges on an e-bike in the middle of the night.
Over bridges, you said?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Stay on the road.
Creepy.
Go to a creepy bridge.
End up in a river.
252-WCMF. We're talking e-bikes. The state of New York reminded people yesterday of the laws revolving around them. You can't ride it on the sidewalk. You should only drive with traffic. You can only go 20 miles an hour. And you're technically not allowed to operate them on a road where the speed limit's over 30 miles an hour. Let's talk to Sarah. Hey, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Are you on your e-bike right now?
I'm not. I'm driving.
Okay, what do you got for us?
But this does overlap that. So the reason that bikes are supposed to follow with traffic is that they should be following all of the road signs.
Oh, you got to read the road signs. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess I don't have to walk and look at
the road. So if they're not following traffic, they can't follow the road signs, and then they get hit by cars.
Okay, I guess
that makes perfect sense.
Please wear your helmet.
Okay, but what about this? What if we just doubled up the road signs so I don't get run over from behind?
I don't know that that would work because then the traffic moves forward.
Sarah, I don't want a car coming up behind me while I'm on my bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just telling you that they are in that pattern so that they don't get hit by cars and so they can see the cars that are coming and not paying attention to them.
All right, well, Sarah, thanks
for
the person.
That's too much logic for us, Sarah.
No, I'm just saying, Sarah, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. What road sign do you really need to see? Stop sign?
You don't need the signs. You know it's coming.
Well, no, you need
You can figure it out.
You know, you do need to see a stop sign.
But you know that. You know you're coming up on an intersection. You're not going to blow through
well,
it.
Well, no, there are some intersections that you don't have to. Well, he almost he stopped himself from old man waving.
Bro, you drive in foreign country?
No,
you
know, I've never,
you don't
no.
even understand them, the signs.
I've never. Well, I've driven in Canada, but
you understand.
It says it's all in English, stupid.
No, if you're in Montreal, it's all in French.
Not all of it. No, it's in English and French. That's the law.
No.
Yeah.
No, in Montreal, they don't have to do no English.
I have never been.
All they got to do is the French.
I have driven in Montreal. I've never seen a street sign that wasn't in English and French. And I know what arrêt means.
Yeah, stop.
I know what that is.
Yeah, so you don't need nothing.
No, but I also know that arrêt or arrêté or whatever means stop in French. Arrêté. Arrêté-ta-ta. Cha-cha-cha.
What, you Jimmy Durante Boulevard?
We got the Drifters and Jimmy Durante.
You brought them up.
You said Drifters. And I just said a cha-cha-cha. Let's talk to Alex. Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I ride e-bike all the time. I was hoping you guys weren't going to say e-bikes, but yeah, I don't follow any of these rules. So,
were you aware of the rules?
Not really. I mean, some people give you dirty looks, but most people are pretty cool about it.
All right, how old are you, bud?
22.
22. What did you spend on your e-bike?
$650. Huh?
$650.
It went for like $1,500 though. I got it on Facebook Marketplace.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, stolen e-bike. All right. So,
so what are you doing that's breaking the rules? Do you know?
Well, definitely going too fast, not on the right side, riding on the sidewalks. I live in Fairport, so I ride on the trails too. People don't like that. But.
You're an e-biking Fairport dick.
I knew I'd hear that from you, Tom.
Hey, do you use it to go to work and stuff, or is it just for fun?
Oh, it's just for fun. I just buzz around on it. I take it to the gym and stuff sometimes.
Like, all his baseball caps have positive messages on them.
It's got the little stick figure with the dog. Wait a minute.
The good life.
You take your e-bike to the gym.
Yeah.
If you just got a regular bike, maybe you don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah, you can skip that part.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like a warm-up, you know?
You're not warming up. You're gliding.
Well, there's different modes, so it differs like how much you pedal on it.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah, all right.
Stretch your legs a little.
Alex, thank you for all of this valuable information, buddy. We really appreciate
different
it.
Different modes. Set it for wuss.
Because Alex.
You know he's probably known around Fairport like that dick on the
e-bike.
Of course
he is, man.
He's on the trails?
He's the town e-bike boy.
Bro, it's Fairport. Everybody's got an e-bike. Shut up. When you travel, you got to have safety in mind.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, you can't get drunk and confused in a strange place.
Well, speak for yourself, but yes.
And you need to follow a rule a couple that was hanging out in our area may have broke.
So what happened?
Well, look, most of the time, you're not spending a lot of time in the hotel
room.
No,
you're in and out. You're in and out.
You got it. Folks know that.
Mm.
And it leaves the stuff you leave behind easy for other people to get away with.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. This story comes from Tommy's mom's hometown, Skanksylvania. No, Auburn, New York. I want to talk here. A man has been arrested after police say he stole from a couple's room at the Holiday Inn in Auburn.
Oh, that's right downtown.
You got it, buddy. All the hot players hanging out at the Holiday Inn.
Right next to the prison.
So the theft occurred around 12:30 last Friday morning, and this man, the thief, was actually caught after he returned to the Holiday Inn on Sunday.
Oh.
So maybe, if the allegations are true, he was going back for seconds.
Yeah.
He was charged with burglary, grand larceny. But Tommy, it's the last part of this story that makes it so amazing.
Mm.
Because authorities say this man stole $6,000 worth of stuff from this couple's hotel room.
Wait a minute, man. What you doing with six G's worth of stuff in Auburn?
Thank you. Now, look.
Where are you going?
They're staying in a Holiday Inn, so they could have been on vacation. They could have been traveling. Who knows?
Who's vacationing right now in Auburn?
I mean, maybe they were hanging out
with Skinny Alice. Like going to the Finger Lakes. That would make sense.
Yeah. I think maybe you're seeing family.
Okay, it could be that. I mean, look, they could also be, like to Kimmy's point, bouncing around upstate New York. I mean, older couple. What total $6,000 that you would... Is that it?
Well, jewelry. I'm thinking like what would be where you could get there quick would be jewelry.
But you're not wearing your jewelry out of
But you're also blinging around Auburn.
Could be like iPads or computers. Or
That's a lot,
or,
though.
Yeah, let's walk through
or
that.
Let's say like even something as simple as like a camera. Like if you're into photography, like that would add up pretty quick.
All right. Well, okay. What's a camera cost? Because let's say
like if you're into the hobby, it could run you a couple thousand bucks.
All right. Let's say the laptop's $2,000.
Yeah.
The camera's $2,000. We still got $2,000 to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It would have to be like high-end watches or something.
But you're wearing a high-end watch on vacation?
Why are you taking a high-end? What are you photographing in Auburn? By the way, you would have that camera with you if you're out and about taking pictures.
Unless they just went out to go grab something to eat or something. I don't know. I mean, okay. Well, I love how you go, what would you photograph in the Finger Lakes?
No, but would it get some action shots around the prison?
Well, no, it's the figure. You're literally down the road from Skinny Alice.
You are. But you're not in Skinny Alice.
Okay, but you're like 20 minutes away from it. I don't know, man. I just found it.
That's an odd amount in a small country town.
Yes. I'd say in any hotel, period, because you and I traveled for a living.
Well, I could see if you were in New York or something like that, or Chicago, where you know, rich people congregate.
Okay, but it's
still congregating in Auburn at the Holiday Inn.
But let's say you...
We used to do busted-ass comedy at that place.
Yeah, they shut it down twice thanks to Tommy's Closer. No, what I'm saying is, even if you go to New York City and you have expensive jewelry, you're not leaving that in the room.
No.
Right?
Probably not, no. Or you'd have it in one of those fancy safes they gave you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you to whoever just called, because they gave us a little bit of information that's quite interesting.
What do we got?
Going on in Auburn this past weekend was the Erotic Arts Festival.
Erotic?
Yes, and it happened in Auburn. I don't know what that entails, but if they had some sort of equipment...
Well, no.
It's erotic art.
No, I think
erotic arts festival.
I think you're missing. No, like I get you're thinking art like pictures. I think erotic art also like counts as like how do I put this? Things like you know how they have like women doing shows and things like that.
Oh, like sex shows.
Well, no, not like that. Not that far. Too far now. Too far.
No, like when they used to do those sex balls here, there wasn't actual sex going on, but it was like sex related stuff.
Okay, so performances ranging from classy aerial dance to burlesque, unique shopping for clothing, jewelry, and sex toys.
There you go.
Classes in art, dance, and sex ed for adventurous adults.
Okay.
But yeah, there's. It seems like maybe that was a big.
There was a big strap on clinic.
Was it the Holiday Inn you said?
Holiday Inn.
Yep, that's what happened.
That is on par, bro.
Wait.
Man.
What?
That is one creepy ass festival.
It has nothing to do with Auburn. These things happen in Rochester.
I know.
Actually,
but it's
this is called the Rochester Erotic Arts Festival, but it's in Auburn.
So somebody grabbed a box of dildos.
Wait, did this
and squirty porn?
See what you did? You laughed at him doing that yesterday, and now he's going to keep doing it because he's like a 3-year-old. Ooh, I want attention. I say squirty.
So it's a bunch of dirty stuff, and you know the markup on all that stuff's got to be astronomical.
That was the most old man thing I've ever heard. Bro. You know, markup on glass dildos these days.
You know they market it up. You put Doc Johnson on it, and they charge an extra $10.
Okay,
he's not an actual doctor.
Okay, it doesn't say Doc. Did this man steal $6,000 worth of sex toys?
Yes.
It could be.
By the way, you know what you could. You know what you could get for. You know they had those real life sex dolls.
I've seen them. Yes, those go for
like $3,000.
You think? Okay, so I just want to walk through.
They
this.
Look like an actual person, not the blow up surprise looking ones.
I wanted you to walk through this with me, okay?
Yeah.
And I apologize to everyone watching our live stream right now. Again, this story coming from the Auburn Holiday Inn over the weekend. A man is accused of stealing $6,000 worth of stuff from a couple's hotel room in the Auburn Holiday Inn last Friday around 12:30. We have found out that it was housing the Rochester Erotic Arts Festival.
Yeah.
Okay. You think that this couple, who was at the Erotic Arts Festival, had a silicone lifelike sex doll?
Why not? Why would that be out of the question? I mean, if they're trying to sell this stuff, if they're in the business.
Of all of the things
they
could have had.
Why wouldn't they be there trying to sell that
stuff? Okay, second. How would this person have stolen it and gotten out of the hotel?
Literally just walk out the door with it.
Bro,
it's
a life-size human.
Yeah, but you would think it's his. Stuff around. Yeah, like,
people are walking around with this stuff. You just think, oh, he's putting it in his car.
It could also be, is there super rare and expensive erotic art that could have been at this thing?
Like actual art.
It says, I mean, yeah, that's some of the.
Oh, you're talking like a Van Blow? That was funnier than you are giving me credit for. You know it. Don't be sour. Don't be sour. That was the name of the painting. Don't be sour.
No, but I wonder if there's like antique like
there could be. I mean,
dildos.
Well, I wasn't gonna say it. Dildos.
Yeah, I love how you're. Yeah, no.
Antique, what are you, and then you took it too far.
What are you gonna do with an antique dildo?
No, but let's say there's
other
like,
than get splinters.
Yeah, but maybe like they had some like from, you know, back in the day.
I don't want like a Civil War
almost
era
like a
sex toy.
Yeah, like it was like, you know, it's like a hand crank one. like that.
I'm not giving you
goes like that.
Stop it.
And then it goes like
stop
that.
Stop it right now. That's actually
and sometimes it does this.
It's an electric toothbrush that your mother used the wrong way. I don't even now I am thrown for a loop.
Yeah. Well, now it could be anything, obviously.
Well, no, you've got sex full size silicone sex dolls and vintage dildos.
But if you pull up the price of those things, I think they go for like $3,000 to $5,000.
The silicone,
like the really
yes.
nice ones.
Yes, I know. They had one at Show World on display.
Yeah.
Under a glass case for a while.
Yeah,
they're pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It does take a certain type of person to get that doll, because like you would have to have no one at your house ever.
Yeah, true.
How would you explain that? This is my life-size, lifelike sex doll.
Yeah.
You'd probably name it, too.
Well, of course you got
to
name it.
Well, you don't have to name it. It's just a... Well,
whose name? You got to shout out something when you're banging it.
What are you? No, you don't.
We can be quiet with it.
It's a...
You got to talk to it.
No, you don't. Now I'm bothered.
Like, if I had a sex doll, I would, like, talk to it. Like, if you want a lifelike human being, but you're not going to talk to it? That's where you draw the line? I'm banging in this fancy pillow, but I don't want to have a conversation with you?
You would not want to have a conversation with the majority of the women you married, and now you're talking to a silicone lifelike sex doll?
But you're going
to
have sexy, dirty talk with
the... With the doll that doesn't talk back?
Yes, that's the greatest woman ever.
Oh, my God. Try the veal, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. He'll be at Punxsutawney next week.
You're not going to give that doll like a backstory while you're pumping it?
I don't think so. I guess I never thought about it.
Like you would. Like you give backstories to strangers that you don't even know. That's like your hobby. But now you're like going full Anaheim on a pillow and you're not going to have a conversation.
I know the backstory. It was made in a mold in Thailand. Like what more of a backstory do you need?
That's an interesting story. I'd like to know like her parents and, you know, how she got to this country.
Kimmy. Okay.
I'm looking at a list of the vendors, but it's doesn't tell you anything about what they sell.
Can you Google if there's a market for vintage sex toys? Because they would be used.
Yeah, true.
Well,
you might just collect them like art.
Okay.
Hang them on the wall.
I always kind of thought it was more of like a historical museum kind of thing.
Because
like,
there is a sex museum in New York City, if I'm not mistaken. I've never actually made it inside. But okay, I get like that one place would have them. Like, bro, if you walked into somebody's home, no matter how like, you know, offbeat that person was, and they had on display a collection of vintage sex toys as art, you would think a certain way about that person.
Yeah, but I'd also find it interesting what people used to stimulate themselves back in the turn of the century.
You would want to sit and have a conversation at someone else's home about the vintage sex toys they have on display.
Why not? I'm already here. Like, you know those ancient balls and stuff like that?
Oh, you're talking about your genitals? Go, what do you mean?
Your mom had a conversation with them last night. Like this.
Okay. I don't know.
Stop. Stop it. What balls are you talking about?
Those ancient Oriental Asian
bro,
balls.
Bro, those aren't sex toys. You just move around in your hand.
No, you drop them down in there, bro.
Don't, you idiot.
Those Benny Wobb balls, whatever they're called. Yes, bro, you drop them down.
No,
you
put them in your hand and move around. They're like a fidget spinner for like old Chinese people.
Bro, they drop them down their
pooch. They don't put them in their genitals.
And sometimes those strippers could like pop them out like ping pong balls. Yeah. Oh, and then you also have like your beads and stuff like that.
I don't know what they used back in the day.
You know, your butt beads.
I feel like Kimmy has information that she's trying to say and you won't let her.
I don't even remember why.
Those butt beads
up.
And they have like that ripcord thing.
You asked if there's
like you're stunting up your lawn like a Toro Moore.
I had asked if there was a market for vintage sex toys.
Yeah.
Do we have a market?
So there's this whole website about antique sex toys, but it's all like, it all looks like it's in a museum, like it's mounted behind glass.
Mary Lincoln's dildo. Drove her crazy. Hey, she chipped a tooth.
Shut up.
She didn't read the instructions.
Shut up. Not a lot of people could read back then.
Drive me crazy.
We have completely derailed. Mm-hmm. I had a whole discussion I wanted to have about like
about sex toys. You know how this
I didn't know. We didn't know it was the Exotic Arts Festival. True. We came in thinking these people had like jewelry and stuff. They were leaving at the Auburn Holiday Inn. And now all of a sudden you got Mary Todd Lincoln knobbing a wooden dildo as her husband's giving the Gettysburg Address. What do you got, Camille?
Well, there was one booth It seems like it was like all leather. Oh. Like that could add up fast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, good
stuff
call.
Like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then again, like, you know, you're not selling that to bikers. Like, how many guys want to wear like a leather gimp mask?
I mean, it's
mask?
There for a reason.
Yeah, but you have those latex outfits,
yeah.
too.
Oh, there's all. Oh, no, that's a different booth.
Yeah.
Latex.
But latex is not cheap.
I feel like we're finding out about, like, the fantasies you don't say anything. Like, you went from silicone sex dolls to balls and genitals to latex. Like, you're jumping all over the place.
Yeah, leather whips, harnesses, restraints. How about those sex swings? Those things are expensive.
Yeah.
I also, if you have one of those, you would also have to be someone who doesn't have anyone over to your house. Unless they're
Well, you need at least one person over the house to put into the swing.
Okay.
Yeah, because you have to kind of, like,
swing yourself.
There's some installation that has to happen, right? Like, you can't just, like, take that out.
Well, no, you need an Allen wrench. You got to get it down there and tighten that some bitch up.
It's got to unhook, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Right? Like, you just think you can put it in the closet so nobody, like, accidentally sees, like, your sex swing in your bedroom.
Yeah. What was that one where it was a seat? It hung from the ceiling and it bounced straight up and down.
Do not know.
Yeah, they sell those.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Let's take a break so everyone can go clean themselves up.
All right.
The filthy we all feel right now.